And give yourself permission to sink in and let go of whatever might feel clingy in this moment. And as you sink in, begin to feel the support of the surface beneath you, the cushions behind you, the seat below you, this community around you. Allow yourself to be held effortlessly as you arrive more fully, more deeply. A mindful arriving in presence. And as you settle in, I invite you to call your full attention to your breathing body. Notice how the breath moves through the body. You might feel the call to welcome in three deep breaths. That might be breathing in through your nose, expanding your belly as you inhale fully, and slowly exhaling through your mouth. Feeling a complete release as your belly deflates like a balloon. And then again, breathing in through your nose, expanding your belly as you inhale fully, and slowly, slowly exhaling through your mouth. And now, one more time, deepening your in-breath. Lengthening your out-breath. And when you have completed your three breaths, just let your breathing return to a natural rhythm. You might notice the space you have created inside of yourself to feel more at ease, more relaxed. But we all do carry storms inside of us, habitual tensions in our muscles, our backs, or shoulders or jaws, or storms in our minds, brewing anxieties and worries, or storms that arrive as endless demands or caretaking or list making. But let us practice together breathing in calm skies, silky smooth water. Breathing out tightness, tension, any urge to prepare or perform. Just you, just breath, just us breathing together, softening, letting go. And as you continue to breathe, if you notice any sticky thoughts still tugging at your attention, doubts or worries, criticisms or analysis, just acknowledge their presence, but practice non-attachment. It is here and now we begin to dance with the gifts of our imagination. These thoughts might present like chewed up gum stuck to the bottom of your shoe, but imagine them now as impermanent instead, passing through, dissolving, gossamer thoughts popping like bubbles. Wave your wand. Summon a transformation. I invite you now to imagine yourself into a bee body. A beautiful buzz vibrates through every cell of your being. The winter has been spent in retreat, huddled in the hive of your colony, quietly feasting on reserves of sweet honey. But now that spring has sprung, it is time to take flight, to awaken to a world alive with possibility, with promise, with play, with pollen. As you take to the sky, your vision expands. Your five eyes can sense the world from many different angles, and the feast is on. Feel into the freedom of diving and rising, spinning and looping, the earthly world spread wide like a colorful canvas beneath you. Feel into the wave of the wind as you surf the swell of the current with your community, readying to flirt with focus, to choose where you land. What bud is beckoning you? What blossom is seducing you with its colorful petals, its succulent stamen? Where will you alight for a moment or two, immersing your body in the process of pollination? Now, feel into the landing, the potential, the present. What awaits your bee body here? And as you balance on the uppermost delicate filaments of the flower, connect also to the powerful downward energy of the stalk, sensing into the space where the stalk penetrates the earth, anchored by well-nourished roots. And then, in a blink, in a flash of rainbow-laced sun, you are off again, flitting and flying, feeling into your desires, your appetite, your imagination. Carrying with you now precious nectar that needs to be processed, deposited from your soft, strong body onto the stigma of another blossom, a red or orange or fuchsia flower. Here is where you feel the thrill of reproduction, where your wildest ideas gestate and palpate and wind their way into the wood-infused infrastructure of your castle in the sky, where the queen of bees presides over your creative energy, where the honey will flow sticky and sweet, where you believe in the worthiness of your creations, the power in the process, the magic in the manifestation. Breathe yourself into this bee body, abuzz with brazen brilliance, and ask yourself the question, what grows from here? Breathe yourself into this bee body, abuzz with brazen brilliance, and ask yourself the question, What grows from here? And when you are ready, with both gentleness and the fierceness of focus, I invite you to transition from the inner flight to the outer flight, and to arrive on the page and give yourself full permission to write whatever needs to flow through you. It might be the answer to the question, what grows from here? It might be a story. It might be a memory. It might be a wish. Full permission to write to be you. And in about 10 minutes, you will hear the chime. And until then, I encourage you to keep the pen moving on the page. And if any obstacles present themselves, get in relationship with those obstacles and write through them.